The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is astounding to see how crazy people are getting when it comes to politics right now, not just on the left, but also on the right. Dan Crenshaw was being interviewed on GBN and didn't realize that the cameras were still rolling because he said something wild about Tucker Carlson. Watch this.
Have you ever met Tucker?
Dan Crenshaw's a D-bag. That's a congressman, folks. That guy who just said that about Tucker Carlson. You should not be threatening people if you're a congressman, except for America's enemies, presumably. You especially should not be threatening conservative journalists that are doing more for the conservative cause, I would say. And again, I have some criticisms of Tucker Carlson, some of the things he says. But for the most part, he's doing more for our country, Tucker Carlson probably, than Dan Crenshaw is. It's just not a good look for him. And this is the question, right? Do I think that Dan Crenshaw should resign? I don't think so. I don't think he should. And the reason why is because I just don't see the grounds for it. I don't like Dan Crenshaw. So what I think should happen is I think he should be primaried and lose his election. And the reason why I say that is because honestly, he's one of the saddest people in terms of Republican politics. If you look into it, I remember when he stepped into the political scene a while back and I thought this could be a true hero. I mean, he's lost an eye in combat. He's a conservative. At least he seemed to be at the time. I thought he was a good fighter. I thought, you know, this is a good guy. This is going to be great. I love veterans. Obviously, I think veterans in our military, in our government are fantastic, especially in Congress, because they tend to not be warmongers as much. But this guy is a warmonger, big time. He turned into one. And honestly, he's just not a good guy. I've heard him speak in person. He's very haughty. He's just not someone that I think should be really putting forward the Republican agenda in the future. I think he's incredibly irritable as well. If you watch any interview with him, he just gets pissed off at literally everything. He's not a good example to anyone. He's not a good leader. I don't think he adds anything to a congressional district that's already very conservative. Here's the thing, guys. If you look at politics, if you're in a purple state and a Republican wins a seat and they're not perfect, they're not great, they might be a little neocon, but they're a Republican, primarying them is not always the best idea. And the reason why is because maybe some Democrats voted for them. And if you go too far conservative, you may just lose that seat altogether. And Dan Crenshaw is better than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for example. I think everyone could agree on that. But if you're in a red state, a red district like Dan Crenshaw is, you can primary the heck out of him. Because if it's red, we should not have neocons in there. We should not have warmongers in there. We should have staunch conservatives who share the agenda of President Trump. So vote him out, guys. If you live in his district, please vote him out. Get someone in who doesn't threaten conservative journalists. Do you or your partner struggle with snoring or mild sleep apnea? Guys, it is time to take your sleep back with the partner of this show, Snore Medic. As a non-invasive night guard, Snore Medic Plus is designed to relieve snoring and mild sleep apnea, and it's an affordable solution that can restore peaceful nights for you and your partner. If you're the snorer, you know how frustrating it is to wake up exhausted. But if you're the partner, you hate just as much nagging that person at night. And for those dealing with mild sleep apnea, CPAP machines are super bulky, very expensive, and uncomfortable. The Snore Medic Plus is the perfect alternative. It's quieter, more comfortable, and way more convenient. And best of all, Snore Medic comes with a 60-night risk-free trial. So if you don't love it, you'll get a full refund, no questions asked. Plus, for listeners of our show, you'll get an extra 10% off for free gifts and free shipping. So join over 20,000 customers worldwide who trust Snore Medic for better sleep. You can order it right now at trysnoremedic.com/Josh Carr to get yours today. And again, that's trysnoremedic.com/Josh Carr, or you can simply go to the link in the description below. So we all know that Joy Reid was fired from MSNBC, which is bittersweet in a way because we use so much of her content for the show to make fun of, that is. But Rachel Maddow over at MSNBC actually shocked everyone, including myself, by coming out against her own employer on their network and basically called them out for being racist and bad employers. Watch this.
An even bigger programming change is at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern, where Joy Reid's show, The Readout, ended tonight. And Joy is not taking a different job in the network. She is leaving the network altogether. And that is very, very, very hard to take. I have learned so much from her. I have so much more to learn from her. I do not want to lose her as a colleague here at MSNBC. And personally, I think it is a bad mistake to let her walk out the door. It is not my call, and I understand that, but that's what I think. I will tell you, it is also unnerving to see that on a network where we've got two, count them, two non-white hosts in primetime, both of our non-white hosts in primetime are losing their shows, as is Katie Fang on The Weeknd. And that feels worse than bad, no matter who replaces them. That feels indefensible. And I do not defend it, is that the people who get our shows on the air, they're really being put through the ringer. Dozens of producers and staffers, including some who are among the most experienced and most talented and most specialist producers in the building, are facing being laid off. They're being invited to reapply for new jobs. That has never happened at this scale in this way before when it comes to programming changes, presumably because it's not the right way to treat people, and it's inefficient and it's unnecessary, and it kind of drops the bottom out of whether or not people feel like this is a good place to work, and so we don't generally do things that way.
The left eats their own, guys. They just do. You'd think that the most progressive TV network in the U.S. would be protected by the left because they'd look at them and be like, look, these people are spreading our agenda. Let's leave them alone. They're not. They are not protected in any way. They never are. What they're basically doing with Joy Reid is they're replacing a black host with another black host. And because of that, Rachel Maddow is calling them racist. Again, a liberal white lady is calling them racist. That's what they do every time. The leaders of the progressive movement are liberal white ladies. Make no mistake about it. It's a classic. This is one reason I think why the left is failing as a whole, because they are not united. They eat their own. If you tick one of them off, the mob will come for you. And MSNBC right now is not making any money. This is a kind of a separate note from what she says in this. They're not making money. Their views are plummeting. And so like every normal company, when they're not making money, you have layoffs. That's just how a company works. Because if you don't have layoffs, you will go completely under. If you have layoffs, maybe you can live to fight another day. And Rachel Maddow is saying that that is evil, that they should not do what every other company does, that they should keep paying people even when they don't have money. And ironically, Rachel Maddow really cares about those producers. If she really did, if she really thought that they should get a job, maybe she should do a better job at her job. Maybe she should actually draw in viewers, because again, that is how you monetize. You need viewers in order for ads to actually pay you. And then MSNBC wouldn't have layoffs. But this is just the latest example, of course, of the left eating their own. I think it's kind of funny. And the reason why is because this is the natural result of, in my opinion, of woke ideology and business mixing. This tax season, the IRS wants your money, and luckily I've partnered with a business that hates the IRS as much as you do, and they fight to get you every dollar back possible. Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America has already gotten its average tax returner $3,000 back from the IRS, and they do all federal returns for only $69. It's completely transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are, and they do all the work for you, unlike the other big online online services. All you got to do with QuickTax America is simply upload your tax files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest of the work. Go check them out at QuickTaxAmerica.com if you want a massive return like they've been able to get their other customers, or you can simply go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.